Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Tuesday, the 24th of July 2018 is Live Harvest. On April 18, 2015, Blitz and Trapper released Live Harvest for Record Store Day. Recorded on October 17 at the Doug Fir Lounge in Portland, Oregon at the end of the band's 7 tour, Live Harvest is a song-for-song interpretation of Neil Young's 1972 album Harvest. The album was released as a 180-gram vinyl LP with a download card. The band launched a short tour in support of the record, including stops at several city winery locations in New York, Nashville, and Chicago, in which they played Harvest in its entirety, as well as Blitz and Trapper songs. Blitz and Trapper's interest in Neil Young goes back before the band's inception. All of us have disparate tastes, which comes out in our own stuff, but Neil Young is a common thread that's run through all of our lives. Bassist Michael Van Pelt stated, "I remember listening to Harvest on cassette in Eric's mom's car back in high school. It's a special record, and it gets pretty dark in spots, too. Darker than I remember." Lead singer Eric Early elaborated, "I think we all knew the record before we even tried to play it. It's one of those records that takes us to that place of comfort and nostalgia, like the Dukes of Hazzard or a Chevy Impala. It just feels good to play it." Though the band had long been familiar with the original album, the conception for the cover album was spontaneous. Van Pelt said of Early, "Eric just came in one day and said, 'Let's do Harvest at the Doug Fir.' We were all like, 'Yeah.'" Unusually, Early doesn't sing lead on every song on the album. Keyboardist Marty Marquis, who has sung lead on the band's song Jericho, performs a stripped-down version of A Man Needs a Maid, while drummer Brian Adrian Koch performs lead duties for the first time on a Blitz and Trapper record, On the Needle and the Damage Done. Website Stereogum teased the release with an exclusive premiere of the song, Heart of Gold, 8 days before the album's release. Stereogum called the track a graceful rendition, stating that the band immaculately reconstructed the song from familiar components, the introductory wavering harmonica line, the chorus soaring slide guitar, and even the timid bar and door drumming. It feels good to hear it. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 058 UTC on Tuesday, the 24th of July 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Live Harvest. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.